Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Joao Cancelo has declared Phil Foden a Ballon d'Or winner in the making and believes Bernardo Silva is one of the best midfielders in the world at present. The Portuguese fullback heaped praise on the midfield duo, but feels everyone in the City squad is a world-class talent and says he's consistently amazed by the ability of all his teammates. Foden has gone from strength to strength since breaking into the first team as a 17-year-old in 2017. The academy graduate scored a career-high 16 goals last season to win the PFA and Premier League Young Player of the Year awards, and Cancelo is convinced he's destined to win the most prestigious individual prize in the game. He said, "All of them amaze me. Ilkay Gundogan is a phenomenal player for me. Phil Foden will be a Ballon d'Or winner in the future. All of them are world-class players, and all of them influence me every day. Ruben Dias for his character, his determination, for his leadership. He came here last season, and in his second year, he's already one of the team captains." Moving on, and Inter Milan will reportedly entertain offers worth at least €60 million for striker Lautaro Martinez next summer amid interest from City. The 24-year-old enjoyed a stellar campaign in front of goal last season as they won the title, scoring 17 times and registering 10 assists. Since the departure of Romelu Lukaku, Martinez has helped Inter maintain their place at the top of the Italian top flight with 11 league goals in 21 games so far this term. He was heavily linked with an exit last summer. He continues to be linked with a move to the Premier League, with Man City boss Pep Guardiola believed to be a great admirer of the Argentina international. Finally, it's also claimed that City are keeping tabs on Atletico Madrid's Joao Felix. They've been keen on signing him since the summer of 2019. As it happened, Atletico Madrid managed to win the race for the Portuguese sensation, paying £113 million to get him from Benfica, but things haven't exactly worked out as he or manager Diego Simeone would have hoped. It's now claimed that Manchester City are waiting in the wings to pounce when the summer transfer window opens. That's all for now. We'll have more later.